broadcasting live from the beautiful Cobb Galleria Center in Atlanta, Georgia, at TAG Summit 2020. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
And we are back. Stone Peyton Lee Cantor here with you, broadcasting live from Cobb Galleria Center at TAG Summit 2020. We have had so many marvelous conversations. I'm sorry you have to follow those great acts, but I know that you're up for it, Chris. In this segment, please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with Pitney Bowes, Mr. Chris Spencer. How are you, man?
Having a great day. Thank you.
So, Chris, how do you attack an event like the summit here? There's so much learning, so many great speakers, and so many cool companies doing the most innovative things in the state of Georgia.
Well, it's one of those things that we touch everything. We do location intelligence. We do data integrity. So everything that everyone's trying to do touches on those areas in some way, somehow.
So now for you, when you're coming to these shows, are you getting a chance to chat with some of the people who have tables over there, some of the innovative companies?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's been interesting. There's a lot going on in Georgia, that's for sure.
So now, at Pitney Bowes, what's your role there?
Well, I focus on public sector accounts in the Southeast, working with state governments, county governments, on very unique opportunities that utilize address, location, things like the census, sales tax. Georgia, by the way, I don't know if you knew this, has I think it's 158 different sales tax zones within the state.
Is that a lot for a state?
Unless you look at Alabama, which has 803.
800, is that true?
Yeah,
803?
True. Or if you look at Texas, which has over 1,600.
What's the rationale of having that many?
Well, it depends. Texas, they use them for to fund particular activities. Some are for fund fire departments, some fire emergency services, and they change all over. You can have two businesses side by side that have different tax structures.
Wow. So they need a good partner to help keep all that straight.
Well, to keep it all accurate and keep it up to date. One thing about addresses is they change daily.
Right.
The Postal Service does about 4,000 changes per day. There's a lot that goes into it, more than just making sure you've got the right numbers. But many companies, that's the hardest thing that they do, is keeping their addresses accurate, that they have the correct number of digits, they have the correct number of the right spelling of the name, they've got the right street designation, they've got the northwest, southwest, etc.
So now, how do you, what's that kind of conversation where they, I guess the customer realizes they have a problem because it probably presents itself pretty obviously to them. How do they connect the dots to say, you know what, we got to call the Pitney Bowes folks?
Oftentimes we try and get there first. I'm working with one agency in another state that had over $6 million in return mail last year, which is
just starts adding up.
Yeah, it adds up pretty quickly because if your address is correct, the Postal Service doesn't deliver it, and they will return it back and charge you full boat coming back. So you're
for both directions.
Both directions,
right?
But there's a lot of other information that that folks need in terms of demographic information, financial information, property information. Right now, we've got the coronavirus,
right?
And people want to know, okay, well, what are the common things that these people could have? So if you knew where the school districts were, it could be something that's being transmitted through the elementary schools or through the high schools, and being able to identify those common points across the enterprise.
Now, for Pitney Bowes, how important is TAG to Pitney Bowes as a company? I know you're sponsoring the upcoming hackathon. How did you decide to get involved, and how did you choose that to get involved with?
Well, we've done this in past years with different industries. One of the things that we identified this year was that the governor had asked each agency to cut their budget by 4% this year and 6% next year. Sometimes that can be done by not filling positions that are open.
Like from a headcount.
From a headcount perspective. But how could they be able to use location data to be able to deliver services more efficiently that would actually lower their operating costs?
Right. And so that's where Pitney Bowes can come in and give them that kind of analytics and intelligence?
Yes. Yeah. And their creativity, because we won't tell them. We're going to provide the data, but they're the ones who are going to determine how they can use it the best way possible.
So now who is going to participate in this hackathon? Is it for students?
It's open to, I think, pretty much anybody.
And where is it going to be held? Do you know?
I think it's going to be a pretty much virtual.
But it's virtual?
But then we're going to have awards that will be given and presentations made, and we're going to select the top solutions.
And you've done this in the past, the hackathon?
We've done this before with the financial industries, with insurance industries, telephone companies, that it allows people to kind of look at things in a new and different way.
Right, to stretch their skills and maybe kind of uncover innovative ways of doing something.
Correct. There's a large company that's headquartered here in Atlanta that brings us in anytime they're going to open a new store to determine the best possible location for to put that, to make sure they can maximize the right target market, they can get the right traffic flow, they can the housing market or the do-it-yourselfers will be in that area. So that's
Very strategic. So you're working at a very high strategic level when you're talking about that kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So now for you personally, how has your tag been for you in your career and your personal life?
Well, this is my first opportunity to work with TAG. We have folks that actually, I live in North Carolina, but we have folks that live here in the area that work with them more on an ongoing basis.
So how, from what you've seen, North Carolina has a robust technology community. How is this compared to that?
Oh, it's incredible. I came in this morning and saw the opening presentations and saw how many people were in the room. It seemed like anybody was anybody, and technology was here. And
right.
You could tell by the people that have booths here that some of the biggest and best technology companies in the industry.
And then when you go and you hear the speaker speak, is there kind of a process for you to go back and share the knowledge and the learnings from today onto your team?
Absolutely. There was a presentation I just came from where they were talking about doing agriculture in the city of Atlanta. And I was trying to think, where would that fit
in? How's that going to work? Right.
But surprisingly enough, a big problem cities have is with food deserts and getting fresh produce. But what they're looking at is using shipping containers to do hydroponic growing and be able to turn a crop around in a controlled environment every 30 days. And where you would normally grow, say, a head of lettuce would take 1 square foot of turf or dirt, they could be able to grow 30 heads of lettuce
just
in the same space.
Just stack those storage containers, right?
No. This is in the same storage container.
In the same one?
Without using dirt, using hydroponics, growing it in water, which, what Pitney Bowes likes to do is we like to develop and deliver unique solutions. And that was definitely a unique solution that would resonates not just here in Atlanta, but would resonate in any metropolitan area in the country.
And then that's something, forget about the country, that's something in the world where there's, hunger problems all over the world. This can really address a lot of those issues in a controlled way, no matter the climate.
Well, not only that, but once again, I just got this morning, but apparently most of the agriculture is grown in 9 counties in the United States, and then they're transported across the country, and they may pick those early to make sure it's a pretty color when it arrives here.
Right.
Here you'd be able to deliver products that are fresh with more nutrients that they'd be able to deliver. And one of the things that we would add to that is identify those areas where they have trouble with food, where something like this would benefit the local economy.
Yeah, good stuff. And that's where coming to these events, where it enables you to see new things, and then you start connecting the dots from your own experiences and your own organization strength, that's where the magic can happen.
Yeah, that's there's an ongoing initiative in many metropolitan areas called Smarter Cities, Smarter Counties, Smarter Communities, where they're looking to leverage technology across the board, either to make traffic more efficient or to bring technology to track resources and how can they be more efficient, how can they work better together. Something like this brings a lot of new ideas together that we can leverage not just here in Atlanta, but in Savannah, Macon, and other states as well.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today, Chris.
Oh, well, thank you.
If somebody wanted to learn more about Pitney Bowes and find ways to connect with you there, is there a website?
www.pitneybowes.com. Or there's actually going to be another name because we were recently acquired by a company called SyncSort. That's SYNSORT.com.
Oh, so be on the lookout for that. Change is everywhere, right?
Just Google Pitney Bowes Software and you'll wind up at the right place.
Good stuff. Well, Chris, thank you again for being part of this and taking part of Tag Summit 2020.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few at Tag Summit 2020.